The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week, Barack Obama stood in front of 84,000 people and threw down a challenge.
You know, John McCain likes to say that he'll follow bin Laden to the gates of hell, but he won't even follow him to the cave where he lives.
Challenge accepted.
The Democrats present a history-making nominee for president. History-making in that he's the most liberal, most inexperienced nominee to ever run for president.
More after this. The motto of the Republican convention is country first, and the salutes to soldiers and American heroes last night made it clear what they mean by that. It's not about people who get all teary-eyed when they see the flag. It's about parents who proudly send their children to be soldiers. It's about soldiers who, even though they're injured in battle, ask only that they be sent back into the fight. Country first means you're willing to die in the defense of America. And it was the job of former senator and presidential candidate Fred Thompson to tell the delegates what they already knew, that there is only one candidate who meets that standard. For 4 minutes, he led his audience step by step through the passion and near death of John McCain.
He refused, even though his captors warned him, "It will be very bad for you." The guards cracked ribs, broke teeth off at their gums. They cinched a rope around his arms and painfully drew back his shoulders. When his captors wanted to know the names of the other pilots in the squadron, John gave them the name of the offensive line of the Green Bay Packers.
If John McCain wants to have a debate about who has the temperament and judgment to serve as the next commander-in-chief, that's a debate I'm ready to have.
To which the Republicans here in St. Paul say, bring it on. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, September 2nd, 2008.